£120 million festival of Brexit infested with woke events on childhood gender fluidity and decolonizing gardening. By Jack Montgomery on September 3, 2022. The so-called Festival of Brexit intended to promote the United Kingdom post-European Union, funded by taxpayers to the tune of £120 million, is infested with woke events featuring drag queens and harping on the imperial roots of gardening, and failing to attract visitors. While Leave voting members of the public may have expected that the generously funded event, rebranded Unboxed, Creativity in the UK under Boris Johnson, the supposed Brexit Prime Minister, would be a World's Fair-style showcase of the best of British manufacturing and traditional culture, what their money has actually bought seems very far from any such vision. Indeed, the Festival of Brexit, originally announced by Remain voting ex-Prime Minister Theresa May in 2018, is in fact an expensive spectacle of left-wing wokery, featuring events including a talk on decolonizing the British garden, which was allegedly shaped by imperialism, and a BBC-backed performance celebrating Black Lives Matter destroying a historic British statue titled Dwight Juju. It is also hosting a family catwalk extravaganza featuring stunning drag performers, a ballistic drag party, a queer makeup masterclass, and, of course, a drag queen story time event targeted at children, celebrating the imagination and play of the gender fluidity in childhood, while giving kids glamorous, positive, and unabashedly queer role models. This festival has got nothing to do with Brexit. It is an excuse to put on display the latest wokish fads, said Emeritus Professor of Sociology Frank Furedi of the event in comments to Mail Online. When people are asked to decolonize their garden, you know that what's at issue is the promotion of woke propaganda and not a love of horticulture, he added. Reports indicate that the lack of Brexit in the Festival of Brexit is apparently by design, with the event's creative director Martin Green said to have asked government ministers, "Can I ascertain it's not a Brexit festival? You don't want some kind of jingoistic jamboree?" Which rather gives the game away as to his personal feelings on actually patriotic festivals. The Festival of Brexit is not just another example of the so-called Conservative Party's total failure to get a grip on the rapid spread of woke ideology, funded off the taxpayers' back, during 12 years in office, but is also a failure on its own terms, having attracted just 238,000 visitors, woefully short of its stretch target of 66 million. Far from showcasing the UK's creativity and innovation to the world, the Unboxed Festival seems to quickly be disappearing without trace, observed Julian Knight MP, chairman of the Digital, Culture, Media, and Sports Select Committee of the House of Commons. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.